farm, you would have a, you have to have different types of containers to carry water in, to carry milk in.
A bucket.
Would you have different types, different shapes?
Yeah, we had different types of buckets. Now, the ones to remember to start off with, the older ones were wooden buckets. And they were made, I believe some were made out of cedar, and one of the most common ones were made out of oak. Referred to them like the song as the old oaken bucket. And a lot of them were left at wells. Used to, the wells were hand dug, and you'd have to draw the water out with a windlass. And maybe the bucket stayed there on the well. It was fastened to the rope, or had a snap on the rope, but you could take it off. And then, of course, we come to the metal bucket, referred to as the zinc bucket. I take it was made out of the mineral that had zinc in it, referred to as the zinc bucket.
What did this bucket look like?
Well, the looks of it was more like would be our galvanized tin now that we cover houses with. And then, of course, the most modern, since everything is about as it's gone plastic, we have the plastic buckets.
Would they make any larger containers out of zinc?
Yeah, they were different containers that were made out of zinc. We would have what we would call a measuring container, like maybe a bushel or a half a bushel. A container that they would measure corn or grain in was one of the things, and of course various other things. Like we have now, maybe the garbage can might be made out of a zinc material or various kind of container.
The tools or utensils that you eat your food with.
That you eat them with?
Mm-hmm, that you eat food with.
You mean the names of them or the, well it would be the we generally refer to it as a silverware, which would generally consist of the knife and the fork and the spoon. Of course, now we have different kinds of them. They'll have salad forks, and they've added to it to have different things now. But commonly, the set that you got and all you needed was the knife and the fork and the teaspoon, or the larger one that was called the tablespoon. Of course, the larger one was maybe to get the food out of the containers or the vessels on the stove to dip it up with. It was kept in the dish on the table, and you eat with a teaspoon, and your tablespoon was to dip the food out.
A large, heavy iron vessel that you might use outside, say, on a wash day.
Well, that was called the kettle, or the wash kettle that people used to wash in.
When you get through eating, there's always something you have to do to the dishes.
Yeah, you would first wash the dishes.
Would you describe that process, what you do to them, and what kind of cloths you use?
Well, of course, the four that we have, the kitchen sinks, which are used now. Of course, back at my time, I wouldn't hardly have known what a sink was. They had a dish pan. Of course, they'd put the dishes in there and maybe use some kind of soap or powders or something in there to wash them, and then wash them and then dry them with the cloth. Rinse them off and then dry them with the grind rag.
The system that you have to get water into the house, you might have a hot one and a cold one.
Well, we refer to them as faucets, or might be referred to as taps. That is not used too commonly. We didn't refer to them as the faucet.
Sometimes it gets real cold and these pipes might freeze. What might happen to them then?
Well, they would burst.